Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Truly, we thank God for another privilege and opportunity to gather in His name. And most of all, we thank God for salvation. Amen. Thank God for all the saints that are out. Brother Mann, thank God for seeing you this morning. Thank God for seeing Sister Carol, Sister Regina, and all the saints that are here. I call out the older saints' names. Sister Holmes is online. Good to see Sister Smith, too. I don't want to... But we thank God for all the saints being here today, and just thank God for another privilege to be able to gather, to be able to worship together in unity and oneness, and to know that God is in our midst. And He's been here with us. The Spirit of the Lord has been with us already this morning since we've been in the house of the Lord, and we thank God for that. And beautiful to see all the children that came out today, too. And thank God for that. Amen.
Amen.
It's good to see. I don't know if I said Sister Regina, but it's good to see her too. Thank God for her. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. We want to thank God for His blessings. Although we've prayed and thanked Him earlier this morning, we still want to make sure that we always acknowledge Him in all of our ways. And He said He will direct our path. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we look this morning once again to Thee, thanking You for Your manifold blessings this day. We thank You, Lord God, first and foremost, Lord, for allowing us to rise this morning to see the dawning of a new day. Thank You, Lord God, that You blessed us with salvation this morning, and we thank You for that. We thank You, Lord God, as far as we know, each and every one of our family members are still in the land of the living, and for this we want to say thank You. Thank You, Lord God, for a reasonable portion of health and strength and well-being. Thank You, Lord God, for clothing us in our right mind and giving us the activity and use of our limbs. Thank You, Lord God, that, you know, we are able to be here in the house of the Lord one more time, as Brother Manns would say.
God.
Thank You, Lord, when we look out and we see the saints of God, we just want to say thank You, Lord God. Thank You, Lord God, for how You have blessed and how You have preserved the people of God, dear Lord. Thank You for our dear brother Mann, Lord God, who's with us this morning. And we ask Your continued blessings upon our dear brother, Lord God. Thank You for his testimony, Lord God, as we hear it on Wednesday night about how good You have been to him and how he's learning, dear Father, growing in grace and in knowledge of Thee. We thank You for that, dear Heavenly Father, and ask Your continued blessings upon Brother Mann, dear Father, in a mighty way. We thank You, Lord, when we look out and we see Sister Carol, her beautiful smile on her face, Lord God,
thank
and
you.
Thank You for all that You have done for her. Father, we just thank You for this beautiful saint of God and ask Your continued blessings upon her. We pray, Lord God, that You would look down upon her, be with her in her home, Lord God, while she's alone, dear Father.
Oh,
watch over, protect her, and keep her safe, dear Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, we know later on she'll give a request for her family, Lord God. And so, Lord God, we will also, dear Heavenly Father, ask You to remember her family and her close friends and associates, Lord God, and her extended family, Lord God, in a mighty way. Father, we pray likewise that You remember Sister Regina. We thank You for seeing her and thank You for her being out this day, Lord God, and how You have blessed this dear sister. Ask that You would continue to look down upon her with favor. Remember her daughter, Debbie, and her grands, dear Father, and her great-grand, dear Lord, in a special way this morning. Father, we just want to thank You and praise You on behalf of Sister Regina and ask that You would bless her in every way she stands in need this morning. Father, we thank You for all the people of God who have gathered here this morning, Lord God. Lord, we don't want to miss anyone, so we're going to call out dear Heavenly Father and ask that You would remember Sister Holmes, Lord God, and ask Your blessings upon her, Lord God. We thank You, Lord God, for this another older saint, Lord God, and ask that You would bless her, dear Father. Lord, she's not able to be here physically in the house of God, but Father, we thank You, Lord God, that she is on the phone, dear Father, and we ask, oh Lord, that You would bless her, Lord God. Give her the desires of her heart, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, thank You, Lord God, for her family who takes care of her, dear Father. Thank You, Lord God, because first and foremost, she raised them that way, Lord God. Raised them, Lord God, according to Your word, Lord God. And so they're doing what they know that they are supposed to do, as the word of God says, to honor their mother, dear Heavenly Father. And we thank You for that and ask that You would continue to bless and be with them, Lord God. Father, we want to thank You for Sister Lily, and we don't see her as of yet, Lord God, but Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you would bless our dear sister, dear Heavenly Father. Bless her in every way she stands in need of, Lord God. Give her strength in her body, dear Heavenly Father. Bless her in her mind, dear Heavenly Father. Bless her in her home, dear Heavenly Father. Bless her in her finances, Lord God. Whatever our dear sister stands in need of, Lord, we ask that you would supply it according to your riches in Christ Jesus. We thank you for this dear sister and what you have brought her through, and ask that you will continue to look down upon her with favor. Remembering, Lord God, we have Sister Maria online, not able to get out this morning, but Lord God, we ask special prayer and blessing upon her, Lord God, and the boys, dear Father, and likewise Brother DeAndre, dear Lord. We just pray, Lord God, that you would continue to look down upon them with favor. Thank you for all that you're doing for them. Thank you for your blessings upon little Liam, Lord God. We can see your hand working, Lord God, and sometimes, Lord, we just want a little bit faster, Lord God, but we thank you, Lord God, for the progress that you've made with him, dear Lord, and we just ask, Lord God, that you would continue, Lord God, to bless him in every way he stands in need of, not forgetting little Tatum. Likewise, Lord God, we thank you for him too, and ask your blessings continue to be upon him, dear Lord. Father, thank you for all of our children that you have blessed us with in this congregation. We ask your blessings upon them, Lord God, as they go to school, Lord God. Watch over and protect them. Keep them from the snares and pitfalls of Satan and from the evilness of this day and time. We thank you, Lord God, when we hear them downstairs. And as Sister said, their prayer requests, Lord God, that they're making, Lord God, they're not frivolous, Lord God, but they're good prayer requests, Lord God. They're prayer requests, Lord God, and thanking you for a roof over their head. Thanking you, Lord, even this morning they were thanking they were on time to Sunday school, Lord God. They were even thanking you, Lord God, for the food that you provide for them, and that they knew that their family was well, dear Father. We thank you for that, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless our dear children in a mighty way. Father, we ask that you would remember our officer, Officer Tip, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for this officer that you have blessed us with, dear Heavenly Father. We ask, oh Lord, that you would look down upon him and his family with favor, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and ask that you would bless him and keep him safe, Lord God, while he's out on his beat, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we know we're living in some perilous times, and so we lift up all the officers to you, dear Heavenly Father, and ask a special prayer and blessing be upon them. Not forgetting Officer Todd, dear Father, we thank you for him and ask that you will continue to remember him and his companion and their small children. We thank you, Lord God, that you have brought these officers, dear Father, into our lives, dear Heavenly Father. Now, Lord God, we just ask that you would bless them in every way that they stand in need of, dear Father. Oh, Father God in heaven, we want to thank you, Lord God, when we think about all the saints that are out this morning, Lord God, and some that may be still on their way, Lord God, we're asking, dear Father, that you would bless them over the highways and grant them traveling mercies, Lord God. We didn't see as of yet Sister June, Lord God, but Lord God, we thank you for this dear sister, Lord God, and as we were listening even on Wednesday night to her beautiful testimony, Lord God, oh, we thank you, Lord God, for this dear sister, Lord God, and how she's running for the kingdom, Lord God, and how, Lord God, she's not just running for herself, but Lord God, she's concerned about others, Lord God, and we ask in the name of Jesus that you would honor her request for her dear companion, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with him, Lord God, and save him, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, likewise, we ask that you remember her daughters, Lord God. We pray for them, Lord God, and her little grandchildren and her one grandson, dear Father, that she asks us to hold up to you, dear Heavenly Father. We just ask that you bless our dear sister. Be with her, Lord God. She was saying the tolls of the job are the job has taken a toll on her, dear Father, but Lord, we know you're able to build her up where she's torn down and strengthen our dear sister where she may be weak. And Father, thank you for seeing Sister India out this morning along with little Infinity, Lord God. We ask that you bless them in every way they stand in need of. And thank you for how you provided for Sister India, Lord God. And Lord, she was saying the other day, Lord God, that she didn't have much money for gas to get around, dear Father, but you supplied, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for that and ask that you would continue, Lord God, to supply our dear sister with what she stands in need of to be able to maintain her job and her household, Lord God. Remember her daughter, Innocence, Lord God, in a special way, Lord God. We still lift her up to you, Lord God, and ask that you would bless and be with her. Father, we want to thank you for all of our brethren and sister in the church of God and ask your blessings upon them. Remember our trustees. We thank you for Brother Maurice and Brother Levester, Lord God, and Sister Melita and Brother Robert, dear Father, and the work, and Brother Tony, Lord God, and the work that they're doing in the house of God, Lord God. When we look around and see all the things that they're doing and the care, Lord God, that they have taken to make sure that your house is in order, we thank you for that, Lord God, and ask a special prayer and blessing be upon them in a mighty way. Father, we want to pray and ask, dear Heavenly Father, Father, that you would remember Sister Blake, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for her being here this morning. And we thank you, Lord God, when we looked into her eyes, Lord God, we can see your mighty hand working. We can see, Lord God, where, Lord, you have moved upon this dear sister in a mighty way. And Father, we thank you, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we looked at her, dear Father, and we can see the clear in her eyes, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, when we looked last, Lord, today, we can see they were fire red, dear Father. But this morning, we see that they are clear, dear Father. And we know, Lord God, it's because of you, dear Father. It's because, Lord, you heard our prayers, Lord God. And Father, we don't take that for granted, because you said the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And Father, we can see and our dear sister, how our prayers have availed. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that the saints, Lord, we rallied around our dear sister. We know, Lord God, that Sister Blake will give you the praise and the glory and the honor due unto your name. And not only will Sister Blake, but we likewise will praise you, Lord God, because we see your goodness. We see your mercy, and we see your loving kindness to your people, and we want to thank you for that. Thank you for her companion, Brother Maurice, that's right by her side, Lord God, that is helping her, that is putting her drops in, Lord God. Oh, we thank you for saving him, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that they can work in unity and harmony and oneness, Lord God, and that, Lord God, they can both come to the house of God and work together for you. Praise be to your name this morning. Father, we thank you for all the people of God. Thank you, Lord God, for Brother Byrene, Lord God, and what you're doing for him, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for him being a superintendent. Thank you for Wednesday night, Lord God. We know, Lord God, he's preparing for a message on coming on the fourth Saturday for the food pantry. And we ask, Lord God, you let him down deep into the well, Lord God, and that he can bring out the things we need to know. Remember his companion, Lord God. Remember Judy, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you will continue to speak to our heart, the spirit, and mind, and soul, Lord God. Remember the children, Lord God, Madeline and Jacob, Lord God. Oh, Father God in heaven, remember all the saints. We don't want to forget anyone, Lord God. Remember Sister Melita in the media room. We thank you for this dear sister. Thank you, Lord God, for how you have blessed her, Lord God, how you have been with her, dear Father, as she would continue to look down upon her with favor, Lord God, as she raises her daughter, Jasmine, Lord God. Lord, remember her companion, Lord God. We reached out our hand to him and invited him to come to the house of God. We reached out, Lord God, this weekend, and we've invited several to come out to the house of God. We are trusting, Lord God, that you will speak to hearts and minds and souls, Lord God. Oh, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you remember Mr. Dalton, Lord God. We're trusting you, Lord God, that he'll be back, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we haven't seen him for the last couple Sundays, Lord God, but we're lifting him up to you, dear Father. And we're asking in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would bless him, dear Heavenly Father, that you, Lord God, would bring him in, dear Father, to the house of God once again, dear Lord. Father, we ask in the precious name of Jesus, that you would remember all the souls that we're calling out on Tuesday, Lord God. Lord, many, all of them, their Father, are unsaved, Lord God. The ones who are unsaved, I should say, Lord God, we're lifting them up to you, Lord God, and asking you, dear Heavenly Father, that you would save them before it's a day and hour too late. Oh, none of us, as sister said downstairs, knows, Lord God, when our time is going to wind up. None of us know that whether we'll be here at the end of this day or not, but right now you have given us this time, and help us, Lord, to make sure our peace calling is an election sure with thee. Father, remember Sister Kiba this morning. We trust we'll see her out this morning. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember, Lord God, her in a mighty, mighty way, Lord God. Father, likewise, remember Brother Maurice and Sister Lawrenceine downstairs with the children. Thank you for them, Lord God. We ask that you would bless, Lord God, and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for the work that they do downstairs with the children and ministering to them through food, dear Father, and we just ask that you would bless and be with them. Father, we pray for all of our ushers, Lord God, and ask a special prayer upon Brother Reggie, Lord God. We thank you for him, Lord God, and ask you would continue to look down upon him with favor, Lord God. Remember his companion, Lord God, and ask that you would bless them and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we thank you for Sister Millicent as she leads the devotion, dear Father. Father, we ask that you would bless this dear sister in every way that she stands in need of. Father, we know, Lord God, oftentimes she'll just say, I just want to thank God. And so, Lord, we just thank you, dear Father, this morning for all the saints of God. Thank you for all that you've done for us. Thank you for your hand of love and mercy, Lord God, extended unto us. Remembering, Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus, Brother Matthew, Lord God, who's on his way, dear Father. We pray that you would bless and be with him. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember little Madison, Lord God, Brother Monty, dear Father's, and Amanda's child, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember her. Father, we received a text this morning that someone stole her car, dear Father. Oh, we pray, Lord God, for this young woman, Lord God. We know, Lord, a couple weeks ago, Lord God, she was seeking out to be saved, dear Father. And, Lord, this happened. We know that's how the devil works. The devil tries to work, Lord God, after you've worked there, Heavenly Father. But we rebuke him in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and ask that you would bless that they will find her vehicle, Lord God, and that they will find it in good shape, their Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, for Madison and ask that you would continue to bless her. Remember her. Likewise, remember Marcus too, dear Heavenly Father. Remember all of Brother Monty's children, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus. Likewise, remember Brother Monty, Lord God. We trust he'll be here too today, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for us. Remember our president, Lord God, and our vice president, Lord God. Remember those, Lord, that sit on the federal court, dear Father, Supreme Court of the United States. Remember, Lord God, all of our congressmen, dear Heavenly Father, they need our prayers. Remember us, Lord God, we're in the midst of another election season, and Lord God in heaven, dear Father, all we hear, everybody is pro this and pro that, and then that pro God at the end. But Lord, I believe we got to be pro God first and foremost in our lives, because you told us, dear Father, as we've already said, in all thy ways to acknowledge you. So Father, we just pray, Lord God, that you would help us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. As Sister Millicent said on downstairs, Lord God, oh, she said, who would have thought we'd been in this kind of world today in which we live? But Lord, we know sin is abounding on every hand. So help us, Lord God, to be abound in Christ Jesus. Bless us and see us through this day, Lord God. We pray, Father, I pray that, Lord God, when you bless their Heavenly Father, that the people of God will want to get up and give a testimony to your goodness, not to be ashamed of what you've done. Father, if you have kept our lights on, let us get up and say you kept them on. Father, if you have blessed us, Lord, to put gas in our, let us get up and say the blessing that you have bestowed upon us. It doesn't have to be something monumental where we get a $10,000 check in the mail, but every perfect gift that cometh from above, praise our God, cometh from you, Lord God, and let us give you the praise that is due unto your name. And Father, I ask your blessings, Lord God, as we preach the word of God this morning. Pray that some soul, Lord God, those that are listening and even on the internet, dear Father, we pray for our family on there too. Our brothers and sisters, Lord God, Sister Ferris Day and her family, Lord God, ask that you would bless them and be with them, Lord God. Sister Sanders, Lord God, we pray for her, dear Heavenly Father. Ask your continued blessings upon her and whoever else may be listening in, Lord God, and all those who are just calling in. We pray, Lord God, that there's a soul, dear Heavenly Father, that needs to be saved, that the word of God will penetrate it, dear Heavenly Father, and that, Lord, they will cry out, what must I do to be saved? Now, Father, have thine own way, and we'll be so careful this morning to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Praise our God. Praise
God. So we stand and turn in our worship to the Lord to page 82. 82 in the worship of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
We'll praise the Lord for his forgiven, praise him evermore, till earth has passed.
Tell the story and give God glory. We'll praise the Lord for full salvation, heart made pure and free. We'll praise Him for a blessed family and for victory. We'll tell the story and give the glory, for He has saved us by His blood, and we will sing and praise the Lord when light across the sky has vanished. Still we'll praise the Lord. We'll praise the Lord that death or valley is no longer drear. The light of love dispels the shadows, drives away our fears. We'll tell the story and give God glory, for He has saved us by His blood, and we will sing and praise the Lord when light across the sky has vanished. Still we'll praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God.
Amen.
Glory to God this morning.
Amen.
That still we'll praise the Lord. No matter what, we're going to keep on praising the Lord. Amen. Amen. What does this song say? Through trials, tribulations, I'll keep praising every day. I'm determined to go with Him all the way. So I'll praise Him till I make it home. Praise our God. Thank God for His goodness. Thank God for His goodness this morning. Giving glory. Glory to God this morning. Thank God. Thank God. I'm standing here with the readers in my hand, and I'll put them on when we do the responsive reading, but I can actually make out the words on the page. And I couldn't do that before.
Amen.
There was just gray lines. Couldn't see them.
Amen.
Even in the Bible that I had with big letters, couldn't. Amen. I had to have readers and a lighted magnifier. I praise
Amen.
God. Every day is getting brighter.
Yes.
Every day is getting lighter.
Amen.
Thank God for His goodness, because He's healing my eyes.
Yes.
I thank God for His power. I thank God for your prayers for me. For me. And just to know that the saints are praying for you. It makes you feel so good. But it makes you feel so small. To know that God loves you and the saints love you. I thank God that He answers our prayers. I'm so thankful. So thankful.
Amen.
Glory to His name.
Amen.
Glory to His name.
Amen.
Amen. Been so good.
Yes.
Been so good.
Yes.
Amen. Thank God.
Yes.
Amen.
God is so good.
He's so good. He answers prayer.
Yes, He does.
I love Him so.
Amen.
God is so good.
Amen. Praise God.
Giving honor to Pastor Jenkins this morning.
Lord bless.
We thank God for her. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. That God has given us a pastor after His own heart. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for the body of Christ. Thank God that He has given us brothers and sisters who love one another, who care for one another, who pray for one another, who check in on one another. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. the new brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. And thank God for the old ones too.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God. Amen. Thank God this morning for his goodness.
Amen.
Mm. Amen. The grace of God that passeth all understanding.
Amen.
I didn't deserve his grace, but he gave it freely.
Yes.
Thank God.
Amen.
Mm. Thank God. Thank God for his word.
Yes.
Amen.
So glad to be here together with you all.
Yes.
I'm glad I'm among you this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Again, giving honor to Pastor Jenkins.
Wow.
Thanking God for her. Thanking God for Sister Millicent this morning. Just thanking God for each one. Our responsive reading is found in the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 1. Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 15. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Lord. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Amen. In us. Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 15.
Amen.
Amen. Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 15. Matthew, would you mind helping London to get there? Here we go. Okay. Amen. Oh, thank you, Brother Matthew. I was referring to his brother who was closer to him. I would have called you Brother Matthew. Thank you, dear brother, for helping our young people. Amen.
Oh, we got two Matthews.
Yes, we got two Matthews, yes. Amen.
Thank you. What a blessing.
Yeah, amen. Truly a blessing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brother Matthew.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 15. Amen. Reading responsibly.
Amen.
Chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
As it is written in the prophets, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee.
The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.
John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins.
And there went out unto him all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins.
And John was clothed with camel's hair and with a girdle of a skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey.
And preached, saying, There cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose.
I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost.
And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan.
And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him.
And there came a voice from heaven saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
And immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness.
And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered unto him.
Now after that, John was put in prison. Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Together, and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the gospel. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Praise our God. You know, if the Holy Spirit is speaking to a soul, even as they hear the word of God, the kingdom of God is at hand for that soul. If they'll just believe.
Amen.
We thank God for his word. We know that it's able to bring freedom from sin if one will believe it. One will just believe what the word tells us about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Receive the sacrifice, his sacrifice of blood. That soul can be saved. We've experienced it. This is not theory or hypothesis, but we are living witnesses of what the power of God can do to Amen. Save our soul and to change us from what we used to be. And so we thank God for that. Amen. At this time, we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer, because God also allows us to bring our petitions to him. He promised us that he will hear our humble cry. So we'll ask if there are special requests at this time, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister India.
But I thank God for having my mind set on him and my heart set on him.
Amen.
To believe and to trust in him. And when I do that, it's so wonderful. I don't even think it's a word.
Amen. Praise God.
And I just wanted to say, God, I know I'm always quiet in Bible study, but I shouldn't be. I should be praising the loudest one on the phone. But I just want to say, thank you, God, for putting the divider between me and the world.
Praise God. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. God bless you, Sister India. When you said that, yeah, there's not even a word for it. I understand what you mean. There's a song that we sing that says, I have found his grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free, yes, free indeed. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise God. Amen. God bless you, Sister India. Amen. Keep holding to his unchanging hand.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Easier by the day. And sweeter as the years, sweeter as the days go by. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Brother Matthew.
Amen.
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 There's a lot of trials out there, but we have to go.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. So that's our only focus. I changed my prayers. Now it's just to you.
Amen.
That's what I'm doing.
Amen.
That's what I'm starting to do.
All right.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. God bless you, brother. Yes, you're growing, as you say. When we come to understand, that's growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. That's growing in this walk, in this Christian walk. Amen. In this walk of salvation. Amen. We're walking in his word. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir, Mr. Dalton.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm just grateful, you know, that God is going to be great.
Amen.
I've been dealing with things, you know, talents and things, you know, living situations and stuff like that, but everything is going, you know, pretty smooth right at the moment, you know, so.
Amen. So good to see you this morning. So yeah, when we didn't see you, we were praying. We didn't know, but we were praying. Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Amen. She's doing what the Spirit of God has told her to do. And the Spirit of God is bringing her voice to your mind. We're so glad that you're here. Glad to hear the words that you just said. It encourages us, and we're going to keep on looking for you. We'll keep on praying for you and ask God to have his way in your life. In all things, amen. We thank God for that, for you. Amen. Glad to see you here. Amen. I saw another hand, Brother Tony. Was that your hand that I saw? Amen. Amen. Amen, Brother Tony. Amen. Every day. Amen. Amen. Brother Jackson. My.
Robert said that he's doing better. The way he talked, he'll be coming soon. So that he'll give you that date. But he's shooting now that he's walking. See us soon. He asked me to put that prayer request in him and his whole family.
Amen. Amen. That request was for Brother Robert Williams. His foot is coming along better, but remember his daughter, Micah, much in prayer. She's in the hospital now, and so remember her, especially soul and body, and remember his whole family. Remember his entire family. Amen.
Sister Blake, remember Sister June, she said she's on her way. So remember her much in prayer. Remember Brother Monty, remember Madison, her car got stolen She woke up this morning and it was still had been taken. So don't know when it may have been last night. It must have been throughout the night. So remember them much in prayer. Remember Sister Sandy. Just remember Brother Titan and all the new converts.
Yes.
I just want to thank God for the body of Christ.
Amen.
And all the same. Remember Sister Kiva.
Amen. 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 Remember Sister Lillian also. I called her so that she would hear, but she was feeling, I wasn't feeling well. She was feeling kind of sick to her stomach today. And so she said she didn't feel like being online. So remember her in prayer also. Sister Smith.
I know I've labored for longer since even when they were here and had not passed. But even at the job that woman said, I got a comment from one of the ladies, Lily. And she said, Miriam, we have been talking about you. I had to go down there Friday to get your fault. And the fault had moved. So when they left me over there, they told me,
yet off.
Thank you.
I'm not giving up yet. I'm not giving up. Period. Amen. Through it all. Amen. Praise our God. Sister Regina.
J.C. Phillips has sold their place. I don't know what the situation is going to be, but I love J.C. Phillips, but keep us in prayer.
Yes.
And I have an eye appointment on Tuesday.
Amen. Amen. Lord, God bless you, Sister Regina. The apartment building she lives in is JC Village. And if it's been sold, then I can understand there's uncertainty as to what's going to happen next or what's going to happen to all the people who live there. So continue to lift Sister Regina up in prayer and remember her as she goes through her eye doctor's appointment as well. Remember all of those who are on our prayer list as well, each and every one. Sister Carol.
I remember me in prayer. I remember my family. I got afraid. Say it for it. I took out my recycle bin. It was Wednesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I always roll it out, and then I have my cane with me to come back up. Well, after they emptied it, I went out. I left my cane in the garage and left it there. And I walked, you know how long my driveway is.
Yeah.
I walked all the way down my driveway.
Free.
Okay.
Thank God.
I got the barrel and I brought it back up. And I got in the house and tears just flowed. I was thanking the Lord. I have not done that in quite some time.
Praise God.
I was about to came all the way down through my mailbox and back up.
Yes.
Without that.
My.
Lord, my Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Now we're going to try it off and off. Try to strengthen up these legs. It was just something you may think was just a little something.
No, it's praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Praise
yes.
God.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Bless the Lord.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Man. Amen. Remember the homeless and those who are out, those don't have a place to live. Remember our neighborhoods and also remember Brother Man's family, much in prayer. Brother Byron.
Truly thank the Lord for being here today and staying in the house of God. And continue to remember my family, remember my wife, her sister JoJo flew in last night. We picked her up kind of late at the airport around 11 something.
Mm-hmm.
And they're traveling up to Toledo today to meet the rest of the family. But Jeff's only going to be here Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And actually she's flying out Tuesday. And she's got a procedure, some type of procedure. They got some operation. So they don't know how well it's going to go. So she's here visiting. And, so she's staying with us.
Yes, amen. Amen. Lord bless. Amen. Amen. We'll also remember Pastor Jenkins. She'll be bringing the word. All general requests. Amen. Amen. After the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord.
In your bulletin, you should have a song, Hasten and Tell Him. Hasten and Tell Him. As the request went through and the praise reports this morning, the song was ringing in my mind. I said, Lord, thank you for giving me the song. Hasten and Tell Him. We'll sing verse 1. We'll sing two verses and then the chorus. We'll sing verse 1 and verse 4.
Amen.
1
Amen.
And verse 4 and then the chorus.
Ask and it shall be given you, brother. He is the Lord who careth for all. Come with your come, he will hear and answer your heaven, though I am with you, never to part. Hasten and tell him, brother and sister, Jesus so tender, loving and kind, waiting to comfort, bless and deliver. Hasten and tell him, these you will find. Hasten and tell him, Jesus so tender, loving and kind, waiting to comfort, yes, bless and deliver. Hasten and tell him, peace you will find.
Great.
Like, remember
Sister Maria and family.
Amen. Shall we be agreed in prayer? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, with thanksgiving in our hearts.
Yes.
Father, we come to you, dear God, with joy in our hearts, dear God.
Yes.
Lord, we come to you, Lord, with praise on our lips,
yes,
dear God,
yes,
because you are Almighty God.
Amen.
Lord, when we just, Lord, consider, dear Father, Lord, your love, great love for us, dear God. Lord, when we consider, dear God, all of your mighty works, dear God. Lord, when we consider your great plan of salvation, dear Father. Lord, even as Sister India said, a word fail us, dear God, to be able, dear God, to praise you sufficiently, dear God. But Lord, you know, dear Father, Lord, that our hearts cry out, hallelujah, and praise to your most holy name, dear God. Father, we're so thankful, dear God, that when we bring our prayer request to you, dear God, Lord, you know about each one, dear God. Lord, whether spoken or unspoken, Lord, whether general or specific,
yeah,
dear God, we know, dear Father, that you're able to bless because we bring them to you, Lord, in faith.
Yeah.
Lord, we thank you, dear God, because you have already blessed us in so many ways, dear Father. And so, Lord, that causes our faith to increase, dear Father,
yeah,
causes us to know, dear God, Lord, that whatever crosses our pathway, dear Father, Lord, you are able, Lord, to keep us, dear,
yeah,
God, even in the midst of the storm, dear Father.
Praise
Lord, as Mr. Dalton was saying, Lord, things came up.
Yeah.
Things came up in his life, dear Father. But, Lord, we know, dear God, there are always going to be things. There are always going to be things that occur, dear Father. Some of these are just the trials of life, dear Father.
Yeah.
Other things, Lord, the enemy, Lord, brings across our path, dear God. The enemy, Lord, will always bring things to try to hinder us, dear God, in our walk with thee, dear Father. But, Lord, we cannot, Lord, give him an opening. We cannot give him any room, dear God. We can't allow him to wedge his way in, dear God, and to try to separate us from thee, dear Father. Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, for the testimony that Sister India gave, dear Father. And, Lord, she's not going to let anything, Lord, come between her and thee, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for that testimony, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, your continued blessings upon her. Help her, Lord. Strengthen her, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would just continue, Lord, to manifest yourself, dear God, in her life, dear God. Lord, be strong, dear God, in her life. Help her to know, Lord, that you are her high tower, dear God.
Praise.
Lord, you are her shield, dear Father. Lord, you're able, Lord, to keep her, dear God. Lord, in the midst of whatever might come, and Lord, you're able to provide, dear God. Lord, and not only for her dear sister India, Lord, also for Brother Matthew, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for his testimony, dear God, his determination, dear God, his resolution, dear God, to stand for you, dear God, realizing, Lord, that there will be trials, realizing, dear God, that the way may seem hard sometime, may seem like, Lord, we're going up the rough side of the mountain sometime, dear God, but Lord, you're with us, dear God, every step of the way, dear God, but Lord, it may be rough, dear God. But, Lord, we're climbing that mountain, dear Father. Let us continue to climb in thee, dear Father, knowing, dear God, that you're able, dear God, to help us, dear Father, in our climb for thee, knowing, Lord, that there are higher heights and deeper depths for each and every one of us in thee, dear Father. And, Lord, when we hold on to you, dear God, Lord, when we, as Brother Jackson says, we take the time to be holy, dear Father. Lord, when we look to you, dear God, to lead, guide, and direct us, Father, we can never fall, dear God. Lord, you won't allow us to fall, dear God, when we hold on to thee. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each and every one of us, dear God. Lord, you heard, dear God, the testimonies. Lord, you heard the praise this morning, dear Father. Lord, you so felt the joy, dear God. You saw, dear God, the joy in our hearts, dear God. Lord, you know, dear God, how, Lord, your spirit has already been manifested in our midst, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, Lord, that you would just continue, Lord, Father, to show us, dear God, your way, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to know, dear God, Lord, that as long as we remain in thee, as long as we abide in thee, dear God, Lord, that you will take care of every situation, Lord, that might come along. Any entanglement, dear Father, that might come, dear Father. Lord, you're able, Lord, to help to keep us free in Christ Jesus. Lord, remember each request was brought, dear God. Some need one thing and some need another, dear God. But Lord, we're just going to leave them all in your hands this morning, dear God. Lord, we're not going to call them out one by one, Lord. But Lord, we know, dear God, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to bless us. You're able to keep us. And so we look to you, dear God, Father, in all things. Remember every family that's represented, every family that request was made for, dear God, this morning. Morning, dear God, for you know, Lord, what each one stands in need of. Father, we're looking to you, dear God, and Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, increase our faith, dear God. Help us, Lord, to just continue to look to you, dear God. Lord, not to be cast down, not to be disappointed, dear God, but Lord, to be strong in faith, dear God. So help us, Lord, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, dear God. Even, dear God, as we're wearing the whole armor, dear God, help us, dear Father, Lord, to ever look to thee, dear God, the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, help us, dear Father. Lord, those who, Lord, don't know you in the pardon of their sins, Lord, we're praying for souls this morning also, dear God. Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would speak to hearts this morning, dear God. Lord, even those, dear God, who are invited to come to service this morning, dear God. Lord, if they didn't come, dear God, help them, Lord, to remember the invitation. Lord, help them, Lord, to remember the invitation that they received, dear God. And Lord, that they chose, dear God, not to avail themselves of this morning, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to speak to their hearts, Lord. So many of them know, dear God, that they should be in the house of God. So many of them know, dear God, Lord, that you've been merciful to them, Lord, and you brought them through many things, dear God. And they know that they should be here. Will even say, I know I should, dear God. But we know, dear God, there's no salvation in should but not doing, dear Father. So, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God. And, Lord, that they would, Lord, seek you while you may be found. Lord, that they would call upon you while you're near. Lord, if there's anyone present here in this building today, dear God, who is unsaved, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that they would seriously consider their own soul, dear God. Realizing, dear God, that Jesus even said, in this world you shall have trouble. But Jesus said, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And so if we have Jesus, we too can overcome the world, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to hearts, dear God. Father, if they're finding, Lord, that they're having trouble along the way. Lord, that there are things that are coming against them and they don't know which way to turn. Lord, we pray, Lord, that they would turn to Jesus. Lord, the author and finisher of their faith. Turn to Jesus, the light of the world. Lord, we pray, Lord, that they would turn to Jesus, the day spring from on high. We pray, dear God, that they would turn to Jesus, the bread of life. Lord, we pray, dear God, that they would turn to Jesus and drink of the living water. Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would speak to hearts, Lord. Father, that some soul this morning, dear God, would just release, dear God, and say, Lord, have your way in my life. Lord, I want to be saved. Lord, I don't want, dear God, to go through the things I've been going through. Lord, I don't want to serve sin anymore, dear God. And I believe that you're able to save my only soul. Lord, we pray, dear God, that there will be at least just one, Lord, that would cry out this morning. Lord, have your way, dear Father. Lord, remember each request that was brought. And Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able to answer, dear God, in your own way and in your own time, dear God, for you have all wisdom. Have your way, Lord, in our hearts and in our minds. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you the glory and praise. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
Our God. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. I am before you to lift the morning offering. This is the second Sunday of the month. So the special offering for today is for the building fund. And that offering for the building fund may be placed in the center plate as we file by. And our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you again, Lord, thanking you, dear God, for all that you provide for us. Thanking you, dear God, because, Lord, there are times, Lord, when we have a need, dear God. And Lord, we ask, dear God, for you to supply that need. And, Lord, you supply that need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, even as you promised that you would in your word. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would bless each gift and each giver. We pray, dear God, that you would use both to your glory and to your honor. We pray, dear God, that you would give wisdom, dear Father, for these offerings, dear God, and that you would multiply them, dear God, Lord, that they may be used, Lord, and Father, that what, however they're used, dear God, would be out of your abundance. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. But there will not be a choir number today.
I mean to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith till life on earth is gone. I'll never more turn back. Defeat I shall not know, for God will give me victory. If onward I shall go, I'm going on, going on. Deprive me of my right. Nay, I'll go until I reach that city of
Praise our God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for, we've got to go on. What is it? We'll say 99 and a half won't do.
Amen.
We've got to go on. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God for all that he has done. This time we're going to look to God in prayer, lifting up our pastor as she brings the word. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all that you have done. We thank you, dear God, for what our hearts have felt, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for how you have already ministered to our souls, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, dear God, that you would anoint, dear God, for this hour of the preaching of your word. Lord, for the declaration, dear God, of the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask, Lord, your anointing on Pastor Jenkins, dear Father, praying, dear God, that you would empower her, dear God, to preach the word of God, dear Father. Lord, that hearts, dear Father, might be blessed. Lord, that hearts, dear Father, and minds might be changed, dear God. Lord, that souls, dear Father, might be translated, dear God, from the power of darkness into the kingdom of your dear Son. Have your way, dear God. Anoint us hearers, dear Father. Lord, that we would receive your word with gladness, dear God. And Lord, that it might be food for our souls. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Good afternoon. It's good to be here. Good to see all the saints of God. Good to see you, Brother Joseph, and good to see, you know, when you look out, saints, and you see the smiles of the saints coming in the door. I thank God for that. I saw Sister Sandy come in smiling on her, a smile on her face, Brother Joseph, and Mr. Dalton, you come, beautiful smiles, thanking God that we are here and thanking God he has blessed us. It's truly, we've been blessed in the Lord, and thank him for all that he's done for us. Thank you, Sister Blake, giving honor. Thank God for you and what God has done for you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. In our hearing this morning, we read Mark, the first chapter, 1 through 15. Trust you have your Bibles.
to the children, the young people, I should say, to get your Bibles, writing instrument. If you don't have one, Sister Melita has plenty back there. She can give to you to write down the scriptures. Our message this morning is in a continuation of last Lord's Day. We thank God for the Word of God and the Spirit of God.
Amen.
We would like to go back to Mark, the first chapter. We will read from verse 15 to get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. Amen. Lord bless.
Thank you, Lord.
Verse 15. And saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, repentance, the only hope for mankind. Repentance, the only hope for mankind. On last Lord's Day, we talked about how repentance is the only hope for the lost if they ever want to enjoy God's plan of salvation. If they ever want to have peace or serenity, and if they want to have the love of God in their life, and if they really want to end up going to heaven when they leave this life. You see, in order for any one of us to have any of these, Jesus said in Matthew, the 6th chapter, in the 33rd verse, these words. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You see, having all these things comes through faith and trust and belief in God to be your Lord and Master, and not the devil. You know, 1 John, the 5th chapter, says to us these words. He says there in verse 10, he that believeth on the Son of God, praise our God,
amen,
hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not, God has made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. He went on and said, and this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life. Do you have the Son this afternoon? If you have the Son of God, he's letting you know that you have life. And he that has not the Son of God has not life. My. You see, God's love is liberating. His love lifts us above every situation in this life. It is higher than any sickness. It's higher than any problem or trial or test that you and I can go through. What are you saying, Sister Renee? The love of God frees us from the burdens and bondage of sin. Although you might be lying in a bed of sickness, unable to get up, if you know God through the forgiveness of your sins, you are free. Praise
Amen.
Our God.
Amen.
You may be behind bars in prison. If you know God through the forgiveness of your sins, although you may be in handcuffs, you are free in God. Because God has given you freedom through forgiveness of your sins. Jesus said these words in John, the 9th chapter, verse 36. He said, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Are you free this afternoon? Praise our God. You see, I found that freedom in God is worth it all. How many have found that to be so? I know our world talks about freedom, but that's a false freedom that the world is speaking about. Oh, they're speaking about a lot of things. We have a free right to speech. We have a free right to this. But we're talking this afternoon about having a freedom in God that no man can touch. We're talking about a freedom from sin, a freedom to be able to live our lives through the fullness in Christ Jesus. How many know what I'm saying this afternoon? You see, our world will tell you you can be free because we live in a country that has First and Second Amendment rights and allows us to do so many things. But I thank God that I'm free in Jesus. I thank God that I know, as Jesus said in the word, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. We're free from the sins of this world. We're free from a miserable life of sin. And I thank God for it. I thank God that I'm no longer a slave to sin. You see, when we were out there in the world and we were living for the devil, we were nothing but slaves to sin. We did what the devil said for us to do. You may say to me, no, Sister Renee, I didn't. Oh, yes, we did. When we lived for the devil, that is who we serve. But now we are free in Jesus. We found our freedom in Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus Christ came to set us free, or to make us free, free from sin, all through his atoning sacrifice on the cross. Jesus made us free, and then God sent the Holy Spirit of God to help, to teach, and to guide us into everything that Jesus Christ has told us in the Word of God. Therefore, we have a responsibility that directly links us to the freedom in Christ, and that is to obey God's command. That is to love as God has said to love in the Word of God. I thank God this morning when I was hearing the testimony of Sister India.
Amen.
I thank God for the testimony of Brother Matthew. He said, I'm learning now to say, Lord, whatever your will. Praise our God.
Praise God.
I thank God for it. Because, you know, until we get to that point, oh, it can be some rough roads. We've all been there. Because, see, the enemy will continue to come to you. And the enemy will try to tell you that you can still live life your way. But when you come to Almighty God, you know it's God's way. That's what we learned in our Sunday school lesson this morning. We learned that God has a plan, had a plan of salvation. And that plan of salvation was before the world even exists. God had it all together. God didn't, as Sister said, we have said before, God didn't have to have a plan B when mankind sinned. No, God already had it in place. He had a foreordained plan that if mankind would sin, he would send his Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem us from our sin. That was God's plan. And we thank God he had it in place. But see, the devil will tell you, oh, you don't have to live like that. You don't have to live that way. You can live in the old way. Oh, but not so. You see, when you come to Almighty God and you learn that God takes first place in your life, how many know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
You'll begin to learn how to love Almighty God. You'll know what Jesus said in Matthew 22, verse 37. Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. You see, when you give your will to Almighty God, you know now you began to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And therefore, when you're loving him with all your heart, you're not going to do anything that's outside of the will of Almighty God. You've given God your whole heart. You know, we sing a song, I put my whole heart in his service and I do what he asks of me. See, when you love God like that, you're going to love him all the way around. Yeah. Then when you're on your job, they can say you're the best employee that they have. Why? Because whatsoever you do, the word of God says you do it heartily unto the Lord and not unto man. Praise our God. He went on to say there, this is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Oh, praise our God. Oh, our freedom is linked to Jesus Christ, and I thank God for it. That's why we can obey his commands. That's why we can love him, saints of God. We don't abuse his way. We don't abuse our gifts. We don't abuse our benefits of liberty. We don't engage in any sin business and things that are not of Almighty God.
Amen.
But as Christians, we are commanded to obey God. Love, forgive, keep in step with the Holy Spirit, live in peace, give thanks in all circumstances, and praise God's holy name. Praise our God.
Amen.
Oh, we are not to disrespect God's gift of liberty and do what we want to do. Anything that's contrary to the word of God. 1 Peter 2, verse 16 says, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God, we don't use our liberty as evil.
Amen.
Praise God. God did not save us for us to remain in sin. This liberty we have in Christ Jesus does not allow us to repent of our sins one day and turn to Almighty God. And then later on in life, we return to the oppressive lifestyle that Jesus liberated us from. And then we still want to be called a child of God. Not so. I know this is what the masses want you to believe, but not so in Christ Jesus. Christians have a responsibility. Oh, the word of God says to us that we are ambassadors. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, and look at what it says here in the word of God. See, after we repent of our sins and come to Almighty God, we learn how to live and reverence God. We learn how to know God's goodness is in our lives. And so when we live for Almighty God, we understand that we are ambassadors. He said there in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. You think about an ambassador in the natural sense. In the United States of America, we have ambassadors to all the countries, and they go out and represent the United States of America. Saints of God, we are ambassadors to Jesus Christ, and we represent God in every walk of our life. Whether we're here at 116 South Wayne Avenue, or whether we are standing out, or we're in an office building downtown, or driving in a big truck on the street, we are God's ambassadors. We are the ambassadors to this world for Christ Jesus. We are to go out and to tell this world about him. We are to let mankind know that Jesus is able to save, and he can keep you. How many know what
Amen.
I'm talking about?
Amen.
Praise our God. You see, we've been saved from the bondage of sin. Jesus freed us, and we are not to return to sin in our lives. We are told these words in Galatians, the 5th chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. And look at what he says there in verse 1. He says, stand fast, therefore. He said, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. He said, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
Amen.
My. If you go back into chapter 2 of this same book, Paul says these words in chapter 2, verse 18. He said, for if I build again the things which I destroy, what is Paul talking about? If we go back out there, saints, and begin to build those things that we destroy. You know, when God saved us, there were things we knew we had to do away with. There were things that we didn't need to do no longer. He said, for if I build again those things which I destroy, I make myself a transgressor. Praise our God.
Amen.
I heard a new saint ask me a question. They said, well, Sister Renee, you don't wear a ring. And I said, no, God saved me from it.
Amen.
And they looked at me and I said, oh, God had to save me from it. And they asked me the question. They said, why? And I said, well, because when I came up as a young girl, and I know I'm dating myself, London, I'm going back to the old day. Those of you who are my age and around my age, remember what they used to have a store called Service Merchandise. And they used to send out a catalog. And my mom and my sisters would tell you that when that catalog came, I'd go straight to the diamond. because they, you know, they said diamonds are a girl's best friend. And so I would go there, and that's the first thing I would be looking at. I would look at all the diamonds, and I would look at the size of them and would say, and this is the size I'm going to have. Oh, and I was, my heart was set on it. But you see how good God is. The saints of God here were praying for my soul. I was coming here to church, and I was coming right here, but I wasn't saved. But the saints were still holding me up to Almighty God. I was raised in the church of God right here. And I was raised underneath the sound teaching of God, the eternal word, through Elder Wilbur. But I still was not saved. I went out and got married. And then my husband turned around, and my husband bought me this big old diamond ring. And I can remember I came here to the house of God, and see, the saints of God wasn't into the material things. That's where the devil had my little finite mind, thinking that the saints of God were worried, wondering what I was wearing or what I had on. And I can remember walking around and putting it on the side of the bench. I shared this with the young saint. And I share that I would throw it out there so that others can see it. Oh, and it was sparkling. Because I was cleaning it almost every single day. But do you know God saved me?
Amen.
I came here to the house of God one day. And dear Sister Fluella, and I went downstairs. Pastor Wilbert had preached the message. And I leapt up and went downstairs. And Sister Fluella was the usher downstairs. She stopped me at the bottom of the stairwell. She said, you're running from God. I was crying. She said, you're running from God. She said, you're not going to run no longer. She turned me around and brought me here to the prayer room and went in with me and had Elder Wilbur go in. And we got down on our knees, and Elder began to pray. He said, but you got to pray and ask God to forgive you of your sins. I can pray with you, but you've got to be the one to confess and ask God. And I gave my life to the Lord. But oh, when I went home, and I went home and I shared with my husband at the time, who was unsaved. And when I got there, you may say, well, why are you sharing this? I'm sharing this because I can tell you what God can deliver you from. When your heart is set on something, Almighty God can deliver you from it, so God can use you to God's glory and God's honor. Because God knew that I was wrapped up in a diamond. He knew I was wrapped up in show and wanted to show it off. And that's not what God had for my life. I didn't know that God was going to call me to the ministry, and God needed to use me to God's glory and God's honor, and God needed to move that out of my way. And I went home and I said to my husband, I got saved, but it didn't hit me at that day. It was a day or two later when I was praying, and the Spirit of the Lord came to me and said, you've got to give up that ring. Oh, he said, you got to give it up. I cried, I say to you, saints, I cried like a baby. I cried because I still was a babe in Christ, but the Spirit was working on me. And then I had to tell my husband, did you remember I said he was unsaved at that time? And so I went to my husband, and I said, I got to give it up. And he said, you're not taking that back. At first he told me, okay, I'll go get my money. But then he said, well, you're married. I said, but God said for me to give it up. We called Elder Wilbur. Elder Wilbur prayed for us. Elder Wilbur said to my husband, take it back. Everything is all right. He went back to the jewelry store, and he went in, and he didn't have an ounce of problem. The lady took it back and gave him back his money. God set me free. I'm free from that ring. Why? Because I have set my life on it. But praise be to God. He set me free. He can set you free. There are things in this life that many have that were out there in the world, and God can set you free from them. You may have smoked cigarettes. God can set you free. You may have drank alcohol. Our God can set you free. You may have done drugs. God can set you free. Why are you saying that, Sister Renee? We have witnesses. There are saints in this congregation that God has set them free, and they giving the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise our God.
Praise
for me God. To go back and get something like that, I will be rebuilding again the thing which I destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah.
But God took it away from me.
Yeah.
Praise our God.
Mm-hmm.
See, salvation in the Lord will cause you to walk uprightly. Praise our God. See, that's what God did for me.
Amen.
If God hasn't shown you, then you wait till the Holy Spirit shows you what you need to do. God will move on you, and when God moves on you, all you have to do is praise our God, because God is able. Oh, praise our God. Salvation in the Lord will cause us to walk uprightly. Turn with me to Hebrews, the second chapter, verse 14, and look at what it says in the Word of God. He said, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death. That is the devil. Praise our God. Oh, my. He went on to say, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. God is able to deliver. Oh, he is able to deliver us from sin and keep us, Lord God, in this day and time. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, shared in our humanity so that by death on the cross, he might destroy the work of the devil. He might destroy the power of death over the lives of mankind and make us free in Christ Jesus. Praise our God. The Bible tells us, in Romans, the 6th chapter in verse 23, these words, that the wages of sin is death. Proverbs 8, verse 36 says, but he that sinneth against me, meaning God Almighty, he said, wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. What a sobering thought. Oh, to the lost this afternoon, I trust that through this message that you will make a conscious effort to come to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. I know in the world when someone says something that they think is profound, they'll say that is deep. But I believe that this is deep this afternoon. You see, I don't believe when I was in sin. See, when I was out there in sin, I didn't realize that it meant I hated God. My. Because the Word of God said you hate God and you love death. I don't believe I realized that when I lived a sinful life. And Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. Nor did I understand, as the psalmist said in the 7th division of Psalms, these words, God is angry with the wicked every day. Oh, you think about it. Think about that for a moment. As a sinner, you are in the hands of an angry God. And my Bible tells me in Hebrews 10, verse 31, that it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. You see, it's serious to continue to neglect the Word of God when you are hearing it. And if you don't turn from your wicked ways and live for God, in hell is where you will lift up your eyes. Oh, look at what it says in Ecclesiastes, the 8th chapter in verse 8. See, none of us have control over our lives. And look at what he says, and whether we will live or whether we will die. Look at what it says here in Ecclesiastes 8, verse 8. There is no man that has power over the Spirit to retain the Spirit. This is not the Holy Spirit. This is the Spirit within us. He said, neither has he power in the day of death, and there is no discharge in that. See, you don't have no power when you're dying. Only Almighty God has the power to say, let it be, or he has the power to stop it if it's going forth. He said, neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it. Then turn with me to Deuteronomy 32. And look at what it says in the Word of God there. Praise our God. I trust you have your Bibles and you're going along with us. He says there in the Word, he said, to me, meaning Almighty God, he said, belongeth vengeance and recompense.
Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the thing that shall come upon them, he said, make haste. He went on to say, for the Lord shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants when he seeth that their power is gone and there is none shut up or left. What these verses are saying is that when you are always exposing yourself to the things of the devil, you are walking in some slippery places.
Yes.
And you need to know that God is the one that's going to take vengeance upon you. Knowing that God is angry with the wicked every day of their lives should cause someone to come to Almighty God if you don't know him. You see, God is warning souls. The saints of God are praying for you. The Lord has shown me that my responsibility as a minister is to reach out to souls. And I've been reaching out, calling on souls, sending them texts, asking them to come to the house of God to hear the word of God, speaking to them about their soul and asking them where they stand with Almighty God. To those under the sound of my voice, I trust this message will make you uncomfortable in sin, make you uncomfortable living a life in sin with the devil. You see, because if God should withdraw his hand of mercy and grace, by which the enemy of your soul is being restrained, the devil stands ready right now to sift you as wheat. God has you hearing this word because his word is life. He loves you. And it is not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Praise our God. The Bible says these words in Romans, the 10th chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. And look at what he says there in Romans 10, verse 14. He said, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? He said, and how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Oh, this is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this gospel is for mankind. You see, freedom comes through the truth of God's eternal word. That's why Jesus said in John 17, 17, he said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And that is what you are receiving today through God's preached message from Almighty God. You see, you cannot be spiritually free unless you know truth. And truth comes from the word of God. Praise our God. Amos 4, verse 5 says these words. He says, seek ye me, and ye shall live. I say to the lost, will you come to Jesus? You may say, Sister Renee, that is at the end. No, you can come to Jesus at any time. Amen. Anytime this message is going forth, you can come to Jesus. You don't have to only come to Jesus while you're sitting here in this congregation. There are souls that got saved outside of the congregation. But they came here and they made their confession and allowed the saints to know that they were saved. You can get saved outside. Brother Matthew is one recently. He got saved outside of the congregation, but he came to make sure we knew that he was saved. He had confessed and asked God to forgive him. I believe in my heart, I believe Brother Byrene, I believe he got saved outside of the congregation. My mother, the late Sister D, she got saved at home outside. She called the late Sister Pack and spoke to her on the phone, and Sister Pack guided her into what she needed to do. You can get saved right where you are right now. Amen. God will save you. Praise our God. I say to you, if you have a Bible in your home, I say begin to read it. Start out with Matthew, the 9th chapter, and then go to Romans 5, and read Romans chapter 5 through chapter 8, and then jump over to Romans 9 and read chapter 9 and verses 9 through 14. Read with the understanding that you want to change in your life. And I believe that Almighty God, I believe in my heart, that Almighty God will honor your wish and allow you to understand so that you can be saved. See, that's God's desire for all mankind. Praise our God. Praise our God. Sister Blake asked a question downstairs to our young people. She said, do you believe that salvation is for females? And a couple of the young men, young teenagers, they said no. And I thought, wow, if we weren't saved, men would have some problems. Amen. Bible says it in the word of God. So thank God salvation is open to all mankind, male and female. Amen. Praise our God. The Bible tells us these words in 1 Timothy 2, verse 4, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of truth. Turn with me to John, the 8th chapter in your Bibles. You Bible students know the story of when Jesus was engaged in a discussion with a group of people who were deceiving themselves into thinking that they were free. In verse 30, he spake these words in John 8. He said, as he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed. Praise our God. See, saints, it's about continuing in God.
Amen.
It's not about getting saved and not continuing. You have to continue to abide in God, continue to fellowship and do the things God wants you to do in order for you to be able to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He went on to say and said in verse 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. You see, saints of God, and to those listening in, we have many that will tell you, oh, it's okay for you to sin. That it's not, God understands. He knows you're just a human. But look at what Jesus is saying to here. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. He said, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Are you free this afternoon? Praise our God. You see, if you want to be free this afternoon, then you will need to come to Jesus Christ the Bible way. Look at what it says there in Galatians. Turn with me there for a moment. Galatians, the third chapter, in verse 32. Praise our God for the word of God. Praise our God. He's left it on record for us.
Amen.
That we can get into the word of God and eat. And we can know what thus saith the Lord. He says in Galatians 3, verse 22, but the scripture has concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. You see, this is what Jesus was telling Nicodemus. You Bible students know it well. Back in John, the third chapter, he said these words to Nicodemus in that third verse of John 3. He said to him, verily, verily, he said, I say unto you, unto thee, he said, except, meaning unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's important for you to be born again. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? See, Nicodemus didn't understand what he was talking about. He thought he was speaking in the natural. He said, can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom. Oh, it's important for us to understand. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit. See, when you become a child of God, you are now born of the Spirit. You are no longer walking in the flesh. You may say, well, Sister Renee, I have this flesh. Yeah, you have a fleshly body. But the Bible tells us in another passage of Scripture, and I believe it is in Romans, that 8th chapter. He says in that
that passage of scripture. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. If you're still living a fleshly life, you cannot please Almighty God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, the word of God says he is none of his. Praise our God. This is what Jesus was letting Nicodemus know. He went on to say in verse 7, he said, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Praise our God. I truly thank God for another Wednesday night Bible study. This past Wednesday really blessed my soul. The praise scriptures that came from Sister Carol reminded me of my need to praise Almighty God and to praise him more for all that he's done for us. The love scripture from Brother Maurice reminded me of God's love for all mankind. And then the faith scripture from Sister Smith reminded me that I'm walking by faith and not by sight. And then the good shepherd scripture from Sister Millicent reminded me that truly the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Praise God. And then there was the armor and warning scriptures from Sister Fran reminding us of our need to make sure that we are equipped for this spiritual battle that we are in. And also the reminder scriptures of how good God is to us from Sister Blake. And then the testimonies of Brother Ron and Sister June truly touched my heart. Praise our God. And not forgetting the spiritual striving scripture from Sister Maria and the comment that the Spirit had gave to Brother Byrene. I was so touched, saints of God. Oh, of what was being said. I truly thank God because I was just sharing with Sister Blake and Sister Smith on last Lord's Day about my concern for souls. And I quoted from Jude 23 where it says, others safe with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. And then on Wednesday night, Brother Byrene was helping Sister Maria with her scripture text. I can help you, he said. I can help you run this Christian race, but I cannot. These are Brother Byrene's words that the Spirit gave to him. He said, but I cannot drag you across the finish line. My. That stuck with me all week long, the rest of the week. And I said, this is serious. Souls are perishing every day, going into a devil's hell. I was meeting with an attorney the other day. She's an estate attorney. And she was letting Sister Lawrenceine and I know just how busy she has been. She no longer is accepting clients because she had gotten so busy. Because she said there's so many deaths that are occurring. People are dying. She said they are dying. And she said she had to hire new staff to help her. It is a serious matter. Folks are dying and not everybody is on their way to the kingdom of God. Souls are perishing and many do not know Jesus Christ. And the only remedy is for them to repent. You see, I can preach. Others can teach. Others can minister to souls about Jesus Christ. However, it is up to you to come so that you can cross the finish line and have a testimony as Paul had in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, when Paul said, I have fought a good fight. He said, I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. You see, if you want this testimony, then you're going to have to come to Jesus Christ. As Brother Byrene said, we can guide you. We can help you. We can run this Christian race with you. But we cannot drag you across the finish line. It isn't like it is in the natural when all of us are running a race and someone may fall down and people you see pick them up and carry them across the finish line. No, you've got to come to Jesus. You got to come out the way that God has said in the word of God. We can't drag you over into heaven if you have not repented of your sins. We can't drag you in the kingdom of God if you have not believed in the one who died for your sins. The only remedy is repentance, being born again. Confess your sin and live for Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise our God.
Amen. Amen.
Praise our God. Well, we can't carry you over. We can help you to get there.
Amen.
We can teach you the way. But you got to come to Jesus Christ. Remember the old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you cannot make him drink. It's the same thing in this Christian life. We can lead you to Christ Jesus, but you've got to make the decision to serve him.
Amen.
He's already paid the price for your sins and mine. As Brother Maurice said on Wednesday night, well, I'm telling you, Wednesday night was rich, saints. Praise our God. I thank God for it. Praise our God. As Brother Maurice said on Wednesday night, when he read John 3:16, turn with me there for a moment. And I know we know this scripture very well. Oh, but what Brother was talking about it on Wednesday night. Gave me some new, the Spirit of the Lord gave me some new insights on this scripture. Look at what he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He said, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. And here it is in verse 18. He said, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Oh, that is letting the small sinner know that they are already condemned in the eyes of Almighty God because they do not believe his word. And the only remedy for them is to come to Jesus Christ. Amen. Revelation 22, verse 17 says these words. He said, and the spirit and the bride say, come. You see, the invitation is open up to you. Amen. He's saying, come. He said, and let him that heareth come. Brother spoke about this in our Sunday school review. You know, you got to remember the word of God lets us know. Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the word of this prophecy and keep those things that are written. But let's go on here in verse 17 of Revelation 22. He said, and let them that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
Yes.
Oh, did sister not pray this in the prayer that Lord gave her? Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise our God. Jesus is calling. You're out of the ark of safety. Come.
Yes.
Come to Jesus Christ. It's not about coming to Sister Renee. It's not about lifting me up. It's all about Jesus. I'm only doing the work of the ministry that God has given to me. I know. I thank God for the saints praying for me. I thank God that, as sister said, it's good to know people are praying for you. The saints of God, not just people, the saints of God are praying for you. Those that can get a prayer through, I thank God for it. It lifts me up in the Lord so that I can do the work of the ministry. And I know I heard Mr. Dalton say it was my voice here. He could hear my voice. Oh, I thank God because I want God to use me to his glory, to his honor. I want folks to love this salvation as I love Almighty God. I want them to know out in the marketplace that I love Jesus Christ. You see, out in the marketplace, they talk about everything else. How about us talking about God? How about us sharing about Jesus Christ? How about us saying, as Sister India, she wrote a letter to God to let God know just how much she loved God and what God has done for her. Have we thought about that lately? Have we thought about what God has done for us? Have we sat down and said, Lord, I know we can't count the blessings because there are too many to count, but how many times have we sat down and said, Lord, I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you for saving my soul. I want to thank you, Lord, for bringing me out of that miry clay and settling my feet in the straight and narrow way. How many times have we just thanked God? Just look around and thank God for all of his goodness to us. Thank God for everything that he has done. Thank God for the body of Christ. Thank God for giving you a testimony to be able to share with someone about how good God is to us. Oh, you may say to me, Sister Renee, I don't want to share. I don't want to tell. But you know what? If God kept your lights on, tell somebody about it. If God gave you your mortgage payment, tell somebody about it. If God has turned around and allowed you to be able to put gas in your car, share that with somebody, how God has brought you through. Oh, sister said that the Lord blessed her. She went down, took down a recycle bin, and came back up when she had her cane. But then when she went back down, she didn't have her cane. She gave God the glory. All of us in here know that sister has fallen many times, but she was praising God that God allowed her to walk and take those footsteps. That's something to praise God about. I know we're living in a time where people want big monumental things to praise God about. They want to be able to say, well, look at what God has given me. I've got all this, but it's the small things we can still praise God about. Because as brother man said over there a few minutes ago, there are some that are living on the street and don't know when their next meal's going to come. You and I did not sleep on a bridge last night, but we slept in a warm bed. We had a roof over our head, food in our stomach. Praise be to Almighty God. Why? Because David said in the Psalms, and we know it well, he said, I was once young, I am now old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Praise our God. Praise God for all he has done for us.
Thank you.
Praise his name. He is worthy to be praised. Praise your name, Lord.
Praise God.
Praise you for all that you've done for us. Pray. We don't want the rocks to cry out for us. We want to praise God in everything.
Praise.
Give thanks, for this is the will of God. Praise his name. Oh, praise our God. Turn with me back to our scripture reading in Mark, the first chapter. You Bible students know the story of the man who Jesus healed, who had leprosy.
Yes.
In verse 40, we are told of his condition and how he came to Jesus. Same. And there came a leper in verse 40, and there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, he said, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he came to Jesus. You see, in those days, leprosy was a very dangerous disease. Because it was fatal, it was contagious, and there was no cure for it. And to avoid infecting others, a person with leprosy would have to cry out and say they were unclean, unclean, when they saw a person approaching them. You can read about it in Leviticus, the 13th chapter, when you have some time in your leisure. And in verse 41 of here, it says, and Jesus moved with compassion and put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, I will be thou clean. And then verse 42 lets us know that the leprosy immediately left him and he was cleansed. And Jesus sent him away at once. He gave him a warning. Look what he said to him. Christ told him these words. He said in verse 43, and he straightly charged him and forthwith sent him away and saith unto him, see thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way. Show thyself to the priest and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Jesus was keeping with the law. See, the priest needed to be the one you go to first before you go out and spread it to everyone else. He went on to say, but he went out and began to publish it much and to blaze abroad the matter insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places. And they came to him from every quarter. You see, instead of the man obeying what Jesus said, the man went out. He began to talk freely, spreading the good news. You see, this is what happens when you're free.
Praise God.
You can't keep it to yourself, amen?
Yeah.
You got to tell someone.
Mm-hmm.
You got to tell someone what Jesus has done for you.
our witness to how God saved us can help. And we'll help someone else come to Christ Jesus. Amen? I know the devil's busy, saints. We said this on last Lord's Day. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. The devil is busy every day. And the devil is doing everything he can to keep souls away from God. But the people of God ought to, as the Bible says in 1 Peter, turn with me there for a moment. No matter what the devil is doing, we don't give him no praise and lift him up. But we, as 1 Peter 3, verse 15 says, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give an answer to everyone, every man, excuse me, that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. You see, some lost soul needs to hear just how God has saved us. They need to hear how he delivered us from a life of sin. And now you're a saint of God. They need to hear how good God has been to you. Oh, sometimes just a testimony to them to let them know. Our testimony, yes, can win souls to Jesus Christ. Because Revelation 12, verse 11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. You're under the sound of my voice, and you do not know God. Will you trust him for your salvation? Yes, repentance this morning, this afternoon is your only hope. If you come to Jesus, I guarantee you that you will never regret the day that you gave your life over to him. How many know what I'm talking about? Praise our God. You see, those of us who are saved today, I've heard many of us say we wish in our hearts that we would have came to God sooner rather than later in our lives. This is why the word of God, and this is one of Brother Maurice's favorite scriptures back in the Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. He says there in verse 1. He said, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. You see, in order for us to accomplish the most for God in our lifetime, we got to start out early serving the Lord. Remembering God while you are young will also help you to fight against the temptations of youth. Also help you avoid consequences that can last a lifetime. Many young people have ruined their lives, or they've complicated their lives so by ignoring God's law when they were young. Job said in Job 20, verse 11, his bones are full of the sin of his youth, which shall lie down with him in the dust. You see, the devil will have you out there in the world drinking iniquity as water. Before you know it, you will find yourself involved in something that you ought not to be involved in. How many know what I'm talking about? That's how the devil works. He is the same devil from the Garden of Eden who was able to convince Eve to partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil when God has specifically instructed them not to do so. You see, he did this through a clever line of reasoning with Eve. And that's what the devil does today. The devil questioned God's word. He did not deny that God had spoken it, but he was able to get the woman to see it from a different point of view. Isn't that like Satan? Yes. Satan is the same today. He knows that he is not able to get for us to out and out just tell us a lie about something that's not in the word of God. But what he does is bring question and doubt to the truth of what God has said in his word. He will wrestle and twist this word of God. He simply questions whether God, back in the Old Testament, back in Genesis, you can read it for yourself in your leisure, Genesis, the third chapter. He twisted what God said. He questioned whether God had really said what Eve thought he had said. He denied God's word. He convinced her that God was lying to her. Satan finally threw out God's warning altogether. He told Eve, you will not surely die. Let us be careful. We are told that we are not ignorant of the devil's devices. He's the same devil today. You see, it is but a short step from questioning God's word to denying it. Yeah. If Eve had not listened to Satan questioning God's word, she would never have fallen into Satan's trap. Mm-hmm. He was at the wrong place, at the wrong time, listening to the wrong person, which led her to doing the wrong thing. See, Satan told Eve that if she ate from the tree, she would be like God, knowing good and evil. My, my, my. The Bible says when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise. You see, this is the lust of the eyes. Satan trapped her into believing that God was withholding something from her. That is the same today. Satan wants you to believe that when your parents tell you something, to our young people, when your parents tell you something, they are holding you back from living your life. However, he never tells you that evil communication corrupts good manners.
Amen.
Plus, he wants you to believe that smoking cigarettes is cool, but he doesn't tell you that nicotine is addictive or that smoking can cause cancer. He wants you to believe that drinking wine coolers and alcohol is cool, but he doesn't tell you about cirrhosis of the liver or becoming an alcoholic. He wants you to think that having sex outside of marriage or at a young age because everyone is doing it is okay, but he doesn't tell you about unwanted pregnancies or STDs.
Right.
Nor does he tell you that God's word says in Hebrews 13:4 that marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge.
Amen.
No, he wants you to believe a lie. He wants you to believe that your parents are not allowing you to have fun. Sister Blake shared with the children downstairs this morning an unfortunate situation. A young man, many of you probably heard it on the news, 24 years old, was a former Ohio State quarterback, right?
Yes.
24 years old, just signed a $1 million or more contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're down practicing for camp, getting ready for the new football season coming up. Life snuffed out just like that. Hit by a truck. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Life is but a vapor. God's word lets us know that all of us we're going to die one day. We don't know if we'll be, as Sister Blake said, if we will be here later on today. We don't know what the afternoon holds for any of us. Just like Satan convinced Eve that God was holding back from her, he's doing the same today, telling young people, he's whispering in your ear through social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, friends, all kinds of sources saying to you, oh, you don't have to come to God. You have all your life to live for God. And I know many have that notion that when someone dies, it was just their time to go. However, there is also scripture in the Bible that supports that you can die before your time.
Right.
Turn with me to Psalms 55 and look at what it says in the word of God. Verse 23 says, but thou, O God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. Proverbs 10 says in verse 27, my, 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 the fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. Ecclesiastes 7:17. My God, this is the word of God. He said, be not overcome much wicked, neither be thou foolish. Why shouldest thou die before thy time? You see, Eve had a choice back in the garden. She could have chose to do it God's way, believe what God said, but tragically she chose to believe Satan. And that same choice lies with mankind today. You can do it God's way, or you can continue to believe what the devil is telling you, that you have a whole life ahead of you, when none of us know where death is.
That's right.
I think of my oldest brother, recently passed. He woke up that morning. He was there. He passed at 2:30 in the afternoon. That's how life is. That's why he said, remember your creator in the days of your youth. You see, when a person becomes a Christian, the Holy Spirit will take up residence in your life. He can take up a residence in a young person's life as well as an old person.
Amen.
He can show us the way. You may say, Sister Renee, this is kind of heavy. But this is the word of God. It is serious about sharing the word of God with our young people and about those who are out of the ark of Satan. When God gave me this message on repentance, because souls are dying. There are souls out there, saints, right now that don't know the truth of God's eternal word. There are souls who've been fed a lie from the enemy. That it's okay. You don't have to serve your life. Just wait till you get to be a certain age. Then you go to God. That's not how God wants us to come. God wants us to come when we're able to give God service. We're able to serve Almighty God before all that baggage of life. When we pick all these things up in this life, come along. It will save you some headaches and a lot of things that are happening in this life. How many know what I'm talking about? It'll save you from a lot of things. Or you may say, well, you didn't come to God when you were young. No, I did not. But I don't want you to look at my life and say that that's the way to go. Because that's not an example. When I was out there in the world, that's not an example. But I want you to look at my life right now, how I'm serving God. Amen. And what God is doing and how God is using all of us to God's glory and God's honor. And God has given you a time right now to come to Almighty God. He's given you a time to turn your life over to him. I know we live in a fast-paced world. We live in a world everything is done in a nanosecond. You can go to an ATM machine 24 hours a day. You can go to the most grocery stores and shop all hours of the night. If you want to shop at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, you can do it. You can get on Amazon. You can order something today and it'd be sitting on your doorstep this evening. I know that's the time in which we are living. But when you come to Almighty God, as Brother Levester has shared with all of us, it takes time to be holy. I know sometimes when you first seek the Lord and you start living for the Lord, the enemy comes in like a flood. And I know it through the new converts. The enemy will come in and begin to say things to you. The enemy will come in and begin to say, well, you don't have to live like that. Or the enemy, all the trials you'll start having and all the tests. And someone will say, well, you know, when you were unsaved, you didn't have that going on. Now that you're saved, but there are things, as Brother Matthew said, you're going to have to go through to get to where you can stand and take a stand for Almighty God. And when you get there, have on that whole armor, that armor that you may be able to withstand in the evil days. What are you saying, Sister Renee? We went over the armor, but turn there to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and look at what the Bible says. Oh, we're going to leave some for Brother Maurice when he comes up for the Bible study week. But God wants us to go back here for a moment. But thanks of God, we have to have on the armor of God. If you come to God, make sure you put it on. He says in verse 10 of Ephesians 6, he said, finally, my brethren, he said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Are you strong in Almighty God? Are you settled? Have you settled it in your soul? Live or die, I am the Lord. You see, our God is able to keep you, but do you want to be kept? If you want to be kept, then get in the word of God and learn how God wants us to live. He said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Oh, you may say, Sister Renee, what are the wiles of the devil? Whatever the trick the devil can throw at you, the devil will throw at you. He'll make things look good, just like he did back in the garden. He made the tree of knowledge of good and evil look good in the sight of Eve.
Eve, and Eve began to take a different view as to what God said, instead of stepping back and rebuking the devil and saying, get behind me, Satan. No, she began to look at it in the way the devil wanted her to look at it, and that's what he does today. He'll come to you. He'll make you look at a situation and make you look at it differently than what it is, and before you know it, you are full-fledged into that situation outside of the will of God. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Are we seeing that now, saints of God? Against spiritual wickedness in high places. He went on to say, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil days. Are you able to stand? Do you have enough spiritual food in you to take a stand against the devil? He said, and having done all, he said, stand. Meaning if you haven't made any more ground, don't lose the ground you have in God.
Amen.
Stand. He said, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. What is truth? The word of God is truth. We read in John 17 that Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
Amen.
He went on to say, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. See, it's important to live a righteous life in Christ Jesus, because when we were in the world, we lived an unrighteous life. We were not subject to the righteousness, but now that we are children of God, we've got to have on the breastplate of righteousness.
Amen.
Your feet and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Do you know the word of God?
Amen.
Jesus said, my people err for not knowing the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
There's a study. We got to study the word. We got to sit down and take time with Jesus. As we said, Brother Levester tells us all the time, it takes time to be holy. And that time means to find time with Almighty God. I remember Brother Ron said on one Wednesday night, he said whenever he tries to sit down and study, then there's all these things start happening. You're going to have to take time and set those things away. You may have to get up a little earlier than what you're getting up, but you got to take time to be with God. He said, above all, taking the shield of faith. Oh, we walk by faith and not by sight.
Mm-hmm.
Wherewith you shall be able. Listen to what he says. So you see, when you have on that shield of faith, the word of God is letting us know that we will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Do you believe the word of God? Do you believe what thus saith the Lord? And then he went on and said, and take the helmet of salvation, my, and the sword of the Spirit, which is what? The word of God. And then he says, pray in always with all prayer and supplication and all in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Praise our God. I shared not this past Tuesday, but the Tuesday before, with the saints of God, the scripture we have in our bulletin for Samuel, the 12th chapter and the 23rd verse, where it says, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, that I will teach you the good and the right way. I said there was one Sunday, Sister Blake, when she read that scripture, and she began to exhort over it. I said, he began to look at it, and God began to work with me on it. He said there in the word of God, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord. Do you know we are sinning against God if we don't pray for one another? I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. You see, you're my brothers and sisters in Christ. I have a responsibility to pray for you. I have a responsibility from the word of God
to do intercessory prayer for the lost and those who do not know Jesus. God gives us a great responsibility. You see, everything we do is of God. You see, all of our sufficiency, everything we have, do we believe that this afternoon? God is our source of supply. He said, I can, you know, he will supply all of our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. The word of God tells us in Philippians 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. You see, in Christ, our strength is made strong. We can remain in Jesus Christ because our sufficiency is not of ourselves, but it is of Almighty God. Do we believe that this afternoon? We can rely on God and all God's abundance. We can know that we are complete in Jesus Christ. How many have found that to be so? And he promises to be our sufficiency, to supply our needs at all times. Praise our God. But God wants some things from us too, saints. God wants us to be obedient to his word.
Amen.
God wants us to fellowship one with another. God wants us to read and study his word. Oh, you think of this song, saints of God. The hymn we sing from time to time, standing on the promises, and just one verse of that song, which states, standing on the promises that cannot fail, when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. I'm standing on the promises of God. Praise our God. Are we standing? See, we can't put our confidence in anything but Almighty God. Everything we have comes because of Almighty God.
Amen.
God has been so good to us. God has brought us out of a life of sin. He has a plan of salvation for mankind, a plan that was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Look at what Paul said. Listen to his testimony. We're coming to a close. Look at Paul's testimony in 1 Timothy, the first chapter. And look at what he says there. And some of us could probably put ourselves right here where Paul was. But look at what Paul says in 1 Timothy 1, verse 12. He said, and I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful. Do you thank God this afternoon? He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Listen to what Paul said, who was before a blasphemer. We know Paul's life, amen? Mm-hmm. A persecutor, an injurious. But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Oh, thank God, thanks to God for God's grace and God's mercy that brought you and I to where we are today. He said, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom he said, I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long suffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Praise our God. He said, now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. You see, Paul trusted the gospel, and Paul found out firsthand that God's plan of salvation had the ability to save sinners. Have you found that out? His plan can change you in a nanosecond. You see, you may have come into this house of God today as a rank sinner. You may be on the phone or listening in as a rank sinner, not knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The way you came in does not have to be the way you go out.
Amen.
You can change your life. You can call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. You can be totally sure of your salvation this afternoon. You can know it's all because of God's love, his grace, his mercy, God's forgiveness, that we are able to be saved. Romans 5, verse 1 says these words, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Praise our God. Oh, it's all by faith. Everything we do is by faith. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace. Thank God for his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And then we also know it well in Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 8, where it says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Our salvation is a gift from Almighty God. And that gift is his son, Jesus Christ, to all who will believe. You see, God's love for mankind was demonstrated on the cross. Jesus Christ went to the cross to bear the sins of the world, your sins and mine. However, in order for any of us to benefit from what he did, we have to come to God in repentance of our sins and be born again. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Oh, I thank God for his word, saints. I thank God for all that he's done for us. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, sometimes it's hard. Yeah, the enemy will press at you. The enemy will do everything he can to try to get you to turn away from Almighty God. But I say press on for God.
Amen.
Press on for the Lord. He's worthy. Look at what he says there in the 149th division of Psalms, verse 4. You see, when God saves you, look what he'll do to you. He said, for the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation.
Praise.
Oh, saints of God, look how beautiful we look today. Amen. God has beautified us with salvation as saints of God. To the lost this afternoon, you can have this same beauty through salvation. Genuine repentance is the only hope that you have in Almighty God. God is still looking for people that are sorrowful over their sin. He's still looking for people who are honest, who will open up and repent before him. God is able to bless. In our scripture reading, Jesus said these two words, repent and believe. Repent and believe. That Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. That he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Saints of God, in your leisure, I ask you to read Luke, the 19th chapter. In that scripture reading, you read about Luke 15, I should say. Luke 15, throughout that book, it speaks about parables of the lost sheep, the lost coin, the prodigal son. And I ask you in your leisure to read each one of the stories, the parables. Because Jesus in Luke 19:10 says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And in the parables, in chapter 15, verse 7, it says these words. Turn with me there for a moment. We're coming to a close. God has more for this, and so I share with you that, Lord willing, we'll bring back the rest that God has
praise
next
God.
Lord's Day.
God.
But look at what he says there in verse 7, Jesus. He said, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Heaven will rejoice when souls come to Almighty God. Jesus said here, joy shall be in heaven over one sinner. It's a song we sang that says there's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there is still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross for you. God bless you. It's my prayer.
Praise our God. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise our God. Thank God. Repentance, the only hope for mankind. Amen. Thank God for his word. As Pastor Jenkins was bringing the word and thinking, meditating as the word was going forth. And
This is one of the scriptures that I was thinking about the Lord and how long-suffering he is. 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That the way has been made, the plan has been made, that all should come to repentance. Knowing the mercy of God and how he gave his only begotten son, that we may come to God, and we can't get to God except through his son. Repentance is the only hope for mankind. Also in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 and 29, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. See, that's a promise.
Amen.
From God.
Amen. Amen.
When we repent, we are coming to something.
Amen.
We are coming to God.
Yes.
Through Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And that's exactly what goes on in sin.
Amen.
Because the devil is a hard taskmaster.
Yes, he is.
Laboring and laboring, and the wages are death. The wages of sin are death.
Yes, they are.
But Jesus said, come unto me. So many times in the message, Pastor gave the invitation, come to Jesus. And Jesus himself said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Amen.
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What an invitation. Jesus saying, come unto me. And the scripture that Pastor gave in the 22nd chapter of Revelation, verse 17, Jesus said, come unto me. In Matthew, Revelation says, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. This is the scripture that Pastor read. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whomsoever will, let him take the water of life freely. But we have to come. As Pastor was quoting Brother Byrene from Wednesday night, we cannot get dragged into the kingdom.
Amen.
We have to come.
Amen.
We have to come. Amen. What shall we sing?
482. Take time to be here.
Number four, shall we stand? Number 482 in the Worship the Lord hymnal. Number 482 in the Worship the Lord.
Praise God.
The Word of God tells us, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Do we want to see the Lord?
Amen.
Do we want to see the Lord in peace?
Amen. Amen.
And not suffer his wrath?
Mm-hmm.
Then we have to come.
Amen.
We have to repent.
Amen.
We have to come.
Take time to be holy. Speak off with thy tongue. Find rest in him always, and feed on his word. Make friends of God's children. Help those who are weak. Forget him is nothing. Give blessing to
Then much time is secret with Jesus alone. I look into Jesus, like him you shall be. Your friends in your conduct, his likeness shall see.
You see that in the message, pastor preached about this. She was saying that the world just goes on and on and on and on. The world is just running headlong. And people are remaining in sin and running just as fast as they can to eternity in hell.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take time to be a sinner. The enemy will ensure he'll grease the skids for you to be a sinner and to stay in sin and to get into all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
He'll make it very convenient for that.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to take time with our Savior Jesus Christ and God our Father and the Holy Spirit our guide to take time to be holy. That second verse says, take time to be her holy. The world rushes on, and it does. It rushes. But we have to spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. He is our Savior. He is our hope in this world. He is the hope for all mankind. And it says, by looking to Jesus, like him you shall be. And to see how we must be, we have to search his word. We have to see what God requires us to be. And we can't be that if we're in sin.
Amen.
We heard the scripture that Pastor Jenkins gave us. It said that God is angry with the wicked every day. And if we're not saved, there are only two possible conditions of your soul. You're the saved through the blood of Jesus Christ, or you're making your camp with the wicked.
Mm.
There's no in between. There's no partial of anything. You're either a child of God all the way, or you're a child of the devil all the way. There's no such thing as a half child of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing as a half child of God.
Amen.
Amen. We have to think about our soul. If we don't take the time now to be holy, then we'll have to spend all of eternity thinking about the opportunity that we had to be saved. To have to spend all of eternity in regret for rejecting this plan of salvation that God has made before the foundation of the world.
My.
You think about it. Someone has, say you were going to stay at someone's house and you're going to a meal at someone's house and they made preparations before you got there. And everything was laid out and everything was prepared and there and ready for you. And you just didn't show up. When you think about Almighty God and the plan of salvation that he had before the world began, that we might be saved through his dear son, Jesus. And when we think about what Jesus went through, what Jesus had to go through, to secure our salvation. At the day of judgment, can we understand why God will say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you.
Mm-hmm.
When salvation is free, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest from sin. Rest from the turmoil of your soul. Rest from all the things that Satan tries to bring upon us. Is there one who will just repent? Is there one who will say, I see that I need Jesus in my life? Is there one? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Is there anyone who would like to come to an altar or would like to go into the prayer room? Pray. Someone will meet you there to pray with you. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise our God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Is there another? Amen. We'll sing that last verse.
Take time to be holy. Let him be your guide. And run not before him. Whatever betide.
Amen. Is there another with a need? Perhaps didn't want to go to the prayer room, just come and bow, or would just come and stand and say, I just pray for me. Pray, just pray. Pray for me. Pray with me. Pray. Praise our God. Amen. Amen. Brother, did you want to come? Did you want to come? Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Amen. Is there one who just say, just pray for me that the Lord will give me more strength? Amen. 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 Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We're going to look to the Lord in prayer. We know that God is able to meet us where we are, to meet our need, and then to bring us to where his will is for us to be. So we're going to look to the Lord in prayer. Thanking him for his word. Dear God, our heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, thanking you, dear Father, Lord, for your word. Thanking you, dear God, for your spirit, dear Father, who preached to our hearts this morning, dear God. Thanking you, dear Lord, because we know, dear Father, that, Lord, your word is right. We know, Lord, that your word is true. Lord, we know, dear Lord, that you are able, Lord, to deliver, dear God, through your truth. Even as Sister Jenkins preached, Lord, and quoted John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Father, we pray, dear God, for your sanctifying power, dear God, Lord, to be upon, Lord, everyone who heard your word, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that your justifying power, dear God, be upon those, dear God, who need you, dear Father, as a Savior, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, you're able to deliver from sin, dear God, and to cleanse from all unrighteousness. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that your spirit, dear God, would touch. We pray, dear Father, that you would, Lord, help those, dear God, even who have gone to the prayer room, dear God. Father, you know, dear God, what they're seeking from thee, dear God. And, Lord, you said in your word to seek you, Lord, while you may be found, and to call upon you while you are near, dear God. Lord, we know, dear Father, that your spirit will not always strive with man. And so we realize, Lord, that it is a blessing, Lord, when your spirit is speaking to hearts, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would help, dear God, them to receive, dear Father, that for which they're seeking, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would prevail in hearts, dear God, this day, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear Father, to even those of us, dear God, who are called by your name, those of us, dear God, who repented, dear God, of sin for serving you, dear God. Help us, Lord, to serve you with all of our might, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, your word says a godly sorrow worketh repentance, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Truly, dear God, we've seen what the sorrow of the world can do. Lord, many of us have experienced even what the sorrow of the world can do, Lord, before, Lord, you saved us from our sins. And so, Lord, we give you glory and praise, and we thank you, Lord, for what you have already done for us. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to be true. Help us, Lord, to stand strong. Help us, Lord, to submit ourselves unto thee, Lord, and to resist the devil so that he will flee from us, dear God, even as you promised in your word. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to encourage one another, dear God. Lord, help us, dear God, to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word this day. Lord, you saw our hands, dear Father. Lord, we want to draw closer and closer to thee, dear Father. For truly, Lord, we don't want to be a castaway, dear God. Lord, you have redeemed us, dear God. And Lord, we realize, Lord, that it is with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, we don't want his precious blood, Lord, to be in vain on our behalf because we've turned away from you, dear God. Lord, help us, Lord, to keep our face, Lord, going toward the prize, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to run the race, dear God, that's set before us, even as we learned about on Wednesday night. Lord, help us, Lord, to be steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in thee. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to keep our minds stayed on thee, so that you may keep us in perfect peace. And Lord, we're going to give you the glory and all the praise shall be thine. Lord, we know, dear God, again, that there are souls, dear God, who are in the prayer room. And Father, we pray, dear God, Lord, that you would bless them. Help them, dear God, to get the victory, dear God, that they're seeking from thee, dear Father. We thank you, dear God, that they have pressed out, dear God. They've gone with boldness, dear Father. Lord, that they may receive from thee, dear God. Lord, those promises, Lord, that you have made, Lord, to those, Lord, who are called by your name. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help them, dear Father. Give them the strength that they stand in need of. Father, we pray, Lord, that you'd remember even the upraised hand that was raised, dear Father, before the other hands that were raised, dear God. Father, we're praying, dear God, for this soul, dear God. Lord, that you would help them, dear God, to hold on to thee, dear God. Lord, not to get turned around in any way, dear Father. Help them to know, dear God, Father, that we're all praying one for another, dear God, because, Lord, I want to make it in, dear God, and, Lord, I don't want to go alone. Father, I want others to come with me, dear Father. And so, Lord, that's why we're praying one for another, because we don't want, dear God, in the same way, Lord, it's not your will that any be lost, but that all should come to repentance. And, Lord, as your children, dear God, we don't want to see anyone, dear God, lose, dear Father, that they have, dear God. Pastor Jenkins said, if we seem to be at a point, Lord, where within our own mind, maybe we think we're stuck, dear God. But she said, if you're not gaining ground at this moment, don't lose any ground, dear Father. Lord, we know that there are times, dear God, when we may reach a plateau level, dear God, Father. But, Lord, we know, dear Father, there are times, Lord, even as Brother Matthew said, Lord, that there are things that happen, Lord, and we just got to go through them. We've just got to go through. And there are times, Lord, that we're persuaded, Lord, that you just kind of put us on pause right there, dear God, that we may learn, dear Father, to trust you even more. So, Lord, if you've got some of us on pause right now, dear God, in our experience, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would give us grace, dear Father, to be able to stand while we're on pause, dear God. Lord, until, dear Father, you break through, dear God, for us, Lord, that we may continue to move forward in thee. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless and have your way in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives, dear Father. And again, Lord, we're praying, Lord, for the souls of those, dear God, who are still lost and undone without you. Lord, we know you're able to save to the uttermost, Lord, if they will only come. Have your way. And Lord, make us a blessing, dear God, as help us, Lord, to be examples of believers. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Is there anyone who went to the prayer room who would like to express themselves? Yes, Sister India. Yes, Infinity. What did you want to tell us, sweetheart? Oh, she said, thank you, God. Amen. Amen.
So I just want to say that when I'm about, I always hear your voice. Whatever putting God on hold for is temporal anyway. So once again, I just thank the gospel, and I just thank the doctor for being in my soul, and being in my heart, and having that on my mind, because the world, your job, this, that, all those things makes it so confusing. To focus on the Lord. Focus on the Lord when we do the right thing, like a burst of fresh air.
Amen.
So free, everything is so good, and I just want to say, even though there's so much going on, even though so much, I just ask somebody, we all have our Father up in heaven, Father God, to go to and give them all our problems, our praises, and everything.
Amen.
I love my family. I
love my new
life. I as
I'm growing,
I wish I was a long time ago.
Amen. And I'm happy that my daughter is young, and I can teach her to Amen. Help her throughout her life. Amen. You know, and the word of God says, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he'll not depart from it. And so that's, you're doing the right thing and bringing a little Infinity up and just teaching her about the Lord and teaching her about God. Amen. Amen. To praise our God. Is there anyone else who would like to express themselves? Amen. Amen. Thank God bless you.
My name is Shalmai. I just moved to the area. I'm just happy to be at the church.
Amen.
I just happy to come to Fire Church to worship God, even I don't understand everything they say.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
So one day I'm going to understand everything.
Amen. 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 God bless you. Amen. 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 Yes, ma'am. Amen. God bless you. Mm-hmm. I was not going to assume it. I didn't know if she was going to come to the altar. Yeah, children understand things. And absolutely. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Thank God for her tender heart. Amen. She's wiping her mother's tears. Amen. Thank God. Is there anyone else who would like to express themselves? Amen. Thank God. Thank God for the word. So true. Amen. 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 Thank God. For our announcements, always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The next announcement refers to our upcoming week-long Bible study. And it says, in the book, What the Bible Teaches, we are studying about drawing closer to God. The spring dates for Bible study are May 23rd through 27th. And fall Bible study dates are September 26th through the 30th. Please begin to pray for this work in the Lord and pray for our facilitators, Brother Lavester Jackson and Brother Maurice Blake, as the Lord leads them. Choir rehearsal next Sunday morning following morning service. November turkey giveaway canister is always available for donations. Also, food pantry service will be the fourth Saturday of this month, which will be, I believe, the 23rd. It's 2 weeks from yesterday. This is the 9th, 9 plus 14, 23rd. It'll be the 23rd of April, God willing. So please pray. Please pray for that work and also and Pastor Jenkins already prayed in this regard, but continue to pray for Brother Byron as he prepares the message. He wants to get the mind of God to prepare the message for the food pantry service. Wednesday night Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off 1 hour before service, so that it will clear out in perhaps any interference or anything like that. And then turn the phone back on just before 7 p.m. And please mute your phone and pray for Brother Byron Johnson. Happy birthday blessings this week to Sister Sarah Stavon on April the 11th. Amen. Amen. We thank God for blessing Sister Millicent and Brother Mann, our bus drivers, for this week. And we thank God for keeping them safe as they traveled. Please pray for Sister Melita McElroy as she is scheduled to drive on next Lord's Day. So lift her up in prayer this week that God will keep her safe. Our thought for today, baggage you don't need to carry. Your past, guilt, expectations, others' mistakes, and negativity. And I see there's, I think, two dots there. So that there are other things that could be considered baggage. Just let them go. Let those things go.
Amen.
Amen. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Amen. Amen. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God for service today. Glad to see everyone. I'm thankful for everything that has been shared, for all the testimonies. Just encourages us, makes us just glad within ourselves about how God is just blessing in our midst. And if you're going through something right now, just think on one of the testimonies that was given today, even during prayer. Think on one of the testimonies and how God blessed that individual or the other individual or another one. And say, Lord, what you did for them, I know you can do for me. Amen. Thank God. Yes, Sister Millicent. The meditation says, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 9:24. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. If all minds are clear, shall we stand? Amen. Sister Sandy, would you dismiss us with prayer, please?
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Go with us, Lord. Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Beautiful.